Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Have you been down the dairy aisle at your grocery store lately? I don't know about you, but there are so many choices, it's sometimes hard for me to find actual cow's milk. That's because Americans are increasingly choosing plant-based alternatives, and the dairy industry is feeling it. This week, Dallas-based Dean Foods, the nation's largest dairy retailer, filed for bankruptcy and is in talks to sell off the company. In a statement, Dean's fairly new president and CEO said it's been challenging to operate amid declines in milk consumption. Joining us now is Dom DeFurio. He's a business reporter for the Dallas Morning News. And Dom, how sharply has milk consumption actually declined here in the United States?
Yeah, so if you take a look at the USDA numbers, just in the last two decades, we've seen about a 26% decline in Americans' milk consumption, which is significant. And since 1975, over several decades, you can see that it's declined more than 40%. So these other types of drinks, like, you know, if you look at Nielsen data, oat milk's demand has skyrocketed in the last year. And a lot of people look at milk and they think, here's something I can cut from my diet. They're thinking differently about fluid milk. But demand for solid dairy products like butter and cheese consumption is actually still pretty strong. And unfortunately for Dean Foods, something like 60%+ of their sales last year came from that fluid milk category. So this is a company that has taken a lot of hits in the past couple of years.
I see that in filing for bankruptcy, they say that they are experiencing a shortage of drivers and trucks and rising labor costs and retailers also cutting back. The company is now in talks to sell to Dairy Farmers of America. Tell us more about what's being described as a co-op.
So the Dairy Farmers of America, it's farmer owned and run. And they came out and they did release a statement yesterday that said, yes, we have been in talks with Dean Foods. We've been eyeing them for a while. And based on what I've heard from bankruptcy experts, the bankruptcy filing could make this a more attractive transition. If the Dairy Farmers of America, for some reason, wants all of the assets, if they get that through the bankruptcy filing, you can kind of trim a lot of that debt and fat out of the company. And it could be a little bit easier of a transition.
Yeah. 60 to 70 dairy processing plants. So many people dependent on those jobs as a way of life for them. Some of the other conventional milk processors are actually getting in on the plant-based milk business. Reportedly, H.P. Hood, one of the oldest dairies, has a plant-based milk on the market. And the dairy cooperative Organic Valley has a series of offerings. Do you think we'll see more of this, traditional dairy farmers moving to plant-based beverage production?
I have not talked to any farmers about that, but I will say what farmers are facing right now is inflation in the cost of the product that they're producing. This is actually outlined in Dean Foods' latest supplemental SEC filings. And the other thing is they're supplying too much milk. And so at a certain point, there does have to be some sort of a reckoning as to, hey, the demand's just not there for this product anymore. And I think some farmers would be positioned to move into a category like plant-based beverages and things like that. It's possible.
Dom DeFurio covers business for the Dallas Morning News. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.